the Spirit 105.3 Good News Story of the Day.
So excited when, you know, we have quite the music scene and when one of the local bands, world-renowned fame, is sowing into our community. And it's Pearl Jam's Mike Ricciardi, who was honored recently. He's the lead guitarist for Pearl Jam. 28 years, you know, seasoned veterans. They just got put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And here they are. Ricciardi was honored, actually, for his contributions toward addiction recovery. And played a gig at the Showbox last week called Concert for Recovery, because he himself had been involved with that. I mean, you can imagine being skyrocketing to fame, selling 28 million albums, touring all over the world, and the toll it can take on a person. And, you know, Ricciardi is one of the success stories where he came out of it. And in that strength and experience, was giving back, helping. It says in the reading from the paper last week in the Times that he actually helped 9 people get into addiction recovery and get the help they need. And
he's an amazing guy. In fact, his mom was up on stage with him at the Moore Theater, right? And talked about a little bit of how proud she was.
I think that that's it. You know, this to Louise Ricciardi was the biggest achievement of her son's life. And I think it just speaks a lot about the kind of band that Pearl Jam is. I mean, demonstrating activists who are washing feet in our community. It'd be enough, I mean, to be a voice and just to get it out in the open with that influence. But, you know, they've contributed to helping Crohn's disease and dealing with the homeless problem in our area, raising money for that. And doing so many things, and it's the doing that is such a great example.
And in fact, this summer at CenturyLink Field, they're going to be doing that homeless benefit concert, raising millions of dollars.
What a great example.